Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I hope you feel as I do. It's a blessing to be in the house of the Lord and just to be able to be among God's people.
Amen.
You know, that hadn't been a lot with me for a long time. And even since I was preaching for a little bit, I don't know why. I really don't. But as I've gotten older, it just feels... I just have a greater need to be in assembly with God's people. Whether I speak or not, that doesn't matter. It doesn't make any difference to me.
Right.
I'd rather hear somebody else. I'm sure my daughter probably would. But anyway, I just want to look out in the audience and tell you a little something that one of the first times I came here, I was one of the youngest ministers. In 2 months I'll be 75, and now I'm one of the, I'm older than David, not by much, but just a little bit. But anyway, it's really good to be in the house of the Lord, and I cannot tell you how much I have felt the presence of the Lord in these last few years of my life. It's been a remarkable change and turn. I'm not going to tell you why or whatever. But a lot of things have come to me in reading the scriptures that just really hit home with me where they just didn't do it, you know. And I could preach on predestination and election. I knew all the ins and outs and stuff of that from time to time, and had a wonderful fathers in the ministry and one we lost not long ago. But it's a great thing to be among God's people. I want to stress that.
Amen.
To you. My attention was turned this morning to Galatians, which everybody's familiar with that, all you Bible readers are, to Galatians 5:22. I don't know why, I cannot tell you, but I have preached this. My church is tired of me preaching it, I guess, from time to time. But it is an expression of something that's been done for us that we had no merit for, we didn't deserve. And God looked down in his mercy. And when you look at what's happened here, I'm not going to go above it and read all the things. You can go and read that. But he said, the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. When the regeneration factor starts or is automatic, I'm just going to go there. It's instantaneous. You've got every single thing you need.
Amen.
From then on to build on this scripture.
Amen.
And it's a building block, I can tell you. If you get the first one, love, and if you can master that, I hadn't. Brother Joe may have, some of these others. But if you can love somebody that maybe doesn't love you, I tell my church, they may be your enemy today, but your brother and sister in Christ tomorrow.
Amen.
That's happened to me. That's happened to me.
Amen.
So I look at love there. That's the fruit of the Spirit. If you can do something with that love, you can do a lot more with the others.
Amen.
I'm telling you, it's a building block of God's blessing here for God's children. I've seen people go in and out of church like a revolving door. I baptized a few of them, you know. I'm not betting 1,000. Some of these other ministers may be, you know. They come in. And I stress that point on this building block right here, that we have that joy and peace and long suffering. I had a math teacher. I want to tell you, I'm not good in math. David is. He's already told you that. If they gave me an accounting or something to do with it, I'd look like the federal government. It just wouldn't work out for me. by the way, if you don't live to be 150, you'll still get your Social Security check. We found that out. So anyway, if you can get that long suffering down, and I had a math teacher, she was long suffering with me. And when I got through with algebra 1, she said, don't take algebra 2. So there you go. See, so this is a building block here. So long suffering. I've had 3 children. I've got 6 grandchildren. I have a blessed wife, had a stroke a few years ago. And if you don't have patience, the Lord will teach you patience.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that. I guarantee you, he'll teach you patience. He'll make you a patient person. He'll humble you in that thing. He'll prove you. Let's just use the scripture. He proves his people many times, does he not? He's proved these preachers. I guarantee you they've went through some things, every one of them, you know. So I go back to this scripture as my building block. When I get a little stress, or I get a little, something goes out of me, I don't have much left, you know. The Lord said, go back and read it again. Go back and read it again. Go back and read it again. See, he's stressing something to you. I believe that's the work of the Holy Spirit. Y'all believe that?
Amen.
The Holy Spirit's teaching you, guiding you, telling you where to go from time to time. The way of long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness, you know. I'd like to say I've been a, have some goodness in me and love. And I disciplined my children, but they didn't like it sometimes when they were punished. I didn't like it either, but then we'd sit down and we'd have prayer together and talk about it. Now my oldest daughter, just punish me and let's go. But I wanted them to know that I still love them.
Amen. Yeah.
And see, God is that way, our Father in heaven. It's an amazing thing that the Lord gave us that prayer. Our Father. Which have, we have a heavenly Father. And my mother said, my Father's King. My Father is King. He's the best thing there is. He's the best thing that's ever come into my life. That this old dumb farm redneck cowboy could just come into a preaching service, could ever pick this book up and try to preach. Brother E.D. McCutcheon, some of you may have known it, some of you probably didn't, but that doesn't matter. When I first started to exercise, he was never jealous of his pulpit. He'd say, come on over. He'd sit there. You talk about a man that was just had the Spirit of the Lord in him. And of course, I'd get through and he'd say, come sit down beside me a few minutes, you know. He was gentle. Can you take criticism? I can take constructive criticism. The other one makes me mad, you know. But he was that gentle, see. And no matter what I say, I said, Brother Mac, I don't think this. He said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I said, is that the only scripture you know? He said, that's what you need to know.
Yeah.
You know? I can do all things through Christ Jesus. That's for every one of God's children. Amen.
Amen.
And when you have this book to hear and you turn to all these other scriptures and you go back again, you read the fruit of the Spirit. You've got something that a lot of the world doesn't have.
Amen.
You got something to work with that the other part of people don't have.
Amen.
And many of God's children will be in heaven and more to glory than never had this book. Isn't that something? Isn't that what old Baptists believe?
Amen.
You know. I had a man tell me one time, well, you can't say the thief on the cross did this, did. He was under the old law. I said, I can tell you what, if he was under the old law and that's what he relied on, he went to hell.
Right.
I said, but I can tell you, beloved, that Jesus Christ saved him right there on that cross.
Yeah.
We remember that, don't we?
Amen.
Between two thieves. And both of them railing on him at the same time. And one of them has a change of heart. You don't mind me putting my faith in this guy hanging next to me. Here, he's bloodied up like I am. No, he's worse. Barred more than any man in what the book says. No, the Spirit came into him right there. Peace and joy and long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. I had a man tell me, he said, well, you just got to have enough faith to believe, you know. I said, who gave you the faith? You know, who gave you that faith? It's right here in the same place in chapter 5:22. He gave you the faith. Everything you're going to need.
Amen.
You didn't have grace. I don't want to get on movies or nothing, but my grandson and they moved in with us for a short time. They could get a house. They sold theirs. And so he's sitting by me every day. I would come home and he said, let's watch The Cruise. I don't know if you've ever seen that cartoon movie, not. But that guy was a caveman and he was always muscled up, you know. And in one part of it, this boy comes along that they didn't know, and all of a sudden he's using his brain, you know. And so he didn't like that. He said, I don't need a brain. And in the movie, he said, I thought about this. They said, how do you think? He said, well, it built up down here and it went up here, you know. That's how people sometimes think they have faith somehow.
Right.
If they don't realize how they got that faith.
Amen.
I talk to brothers and sisters of mine and of other denominations, and I love them. They're my brothers and sisters in Christ, and they'll be in heaven and more to glory with me. I pray that we'll all be there someday by the grace of God. We know that in Hebrews chapter 12, it tells us Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of my faith. Isn't that right, brothers and sisters? You talk about the government, talking about the merit base. We had no merit to get to this.
Amen.
Y'all ever walked the Ephesians 2 and not one? Yeah, that's good too. Yeah, he quickened who was dead and trespassing sin. But when you read below that, and such were you, you know, that's some bad stuff right there. You know, there's three things that I have found. I got to get out here too. There's three things I have found. One, I'm evil. Two, I'm wretched. Three, I'm vile. Jesus said, if you being evil, know how to give good gifts?
Yeah.
He just told you you were evil,
that's
see?
Right.
And we know that the Apostle Paul felt like he was a wretched man. What are we? See?
Amen.
And then Jesus, at his coming, will change your vile body.
Right.
So I'm evil, I'm wretched, and I'm vile, and I didn't deserve that.
Amen.
But he gave it to me.
Amen.
Meekness, temperance. I know none of y'all need that. I have tried to be more humble. I have tried to be more humble, you know. And I have days maybe I can, a little success here and there, but then there's other days I don't have that. I catch myself, and the Lord, he comes down on me. Thank God for a Father in heaven.
Amen.
That chastens his children.
Amen.
We know that he loves us. Why? Because he chastens those he loves. Very quickly, I'm just going to get out of here. In Colossians chapter 1, too much to read to jump into something here. Gosh, I'd like to read that whole thing. I'm just going to start at verse 10. He said that you walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Got to be in the fear of the Lord to do that. Strengthen it with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet. I used to run over that so fast. So I've never had an original thought in my life, so I was, some time ago, I was listening to this preacher, and he said, you know what that word means? Not in every case in scriptures, you know that. Talking about the Adam and Eve, a helpmeet. God made someone suitable for him.
Yeah.
Agreeable for him. Suitable. I thought, my goodness, that can't be. And I started looking it up. And, well, there it is. Agreeable, you know, and suitable, you know. To get to this point, to where we started with the fruit of the Spirit, he's telling us here, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet suitable. We had to do a lot to get suitable, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, because we were evil, we were wretched, and we were vile.
Right.
See? So we had to get suitable, and he suited us up.
Amen.
I go back to my days playing football, and I don't want to get into all that. I'm all broken up from those years. Junior college, I can tell you, football is rougher than senior college because you're expendable.
Yeah.
I was a blocking dummy. That's all I was, you know. Coach, can I get out there? Can I play well next week, maybe? Maybe next week. But anyway, he said, you made you suitable. I like to use that word in there. Suitable to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. Think about that. Think about that. How dark this world is. I mean, we have some beautiful things. Don't get me wrong. God's blessed us, fed us. When you think, give thanks on the food back there, just the hands that prepared it, the love that goes into it, and where it came from.
Amen.
See? What a blessing.
Amen.
Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us unto the kingdom of His dear Son. So we've got all these things in the fruit of the Spirit, that building block that we build on. And I want to tell you, beloved, it's a treasure.
Amen.
When I begin to see that as a treasure and not just some words there, you know, it changed my whole way of thinking about this book. And my God in heaven that could love this old boy right here. God bless you. Can I pray?
Yes. Amen.
Father in heaven, thank you, dear God, for these people that you look down in your mercy. And you saved us and called us with a holy calling. You sanctified us and you preserved us in Christ Jesus, Lord. And I thank thee, Lord, for this day that I've been able to come here, Lord, even at my age. And a dear brother sitting in front of me here, 96 years old, Lord, tomorrow, Lord. And what a blessing he's been to our church. Oh God in heaven, the ones that will come on, Lord, bless them in a mighty way. Oh God in heaven, fill them with the Holy Spirit, Father. Raise the roof, Father, and we will not be the contain it all. God, we thank you for these things, Lord, and thy blessings every day. In thy precious and thy most holy Son, Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.